20 minutes later, a big car pulled up. They all got in. Alex talked and joked with the driver as he took them to the most expensive part of Madison City. They crossed a small bridge and then stopped at the start of a path that led up a low hill. At the top was the biggest house the girls had ever seen.
"Welcome to my life," said Alex.
Over apple juice and sandwiches served by the housekeeper in an enormous library with a huge television, Alex explained.
"My dad owns ZebraWeb, so we have all of this."
Alex waved his hands around.
"But the bad thing is that Dad works all the time. I almost never see him. Catherine, the housekeeper, and her husband Jim, the driver, are kind of like my family. They take care of me and the house. I was really sick of people treating me differently when they found out who my dad was. I had lots of issues at my old school. I used to spend a lot of time on the internet chatting. Nobody there knows anything about you, so they can't judge you. But it's not real. And you can't make real friends. I just wanted to be normal. When Dad's business moved to Madison City, I wanted to go to school out of town. Dad knew Mr. Black, the principal, and also Parkdale has a great music program. Dad knows how important music is to me, and he also feels guilty. So he let me have my own way. But I guess you can't run away from who you really are."
Suddenly, Kat spoke.
"Alex, do you know Anthony?"
"Yes, Anthony and I used to chat online all the time. Then I asked her to meet me. I waited for her in Madison for hours, but she didn't come. I'm not surprised. She probably thought I was a freak. Do you know something about her? Please tell me,"
said Alex. He looked from Kat to Amy. Amy blushed and stared at Alex. Then, she opened her mouth to speak.